I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for September 16th, 2019, to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lutke?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our City Council chambers this evening. Invite you to raise your hand if we get to an item on the agenda you wish to address, and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. Now, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Hussman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I do have a few this evening. I would like to add as agenda item 14 an announcement concerning an upcoming event, and also an executive session to be the last item on the agenda to discuss a possible purchase of real estate. The law director also distributed ordinances 81, 2019, which goes with agenda item 12B, and with 12C, ordinance 82, 2019. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to reschedule the Utilities Committee meeting, and I would also like to have a brief update on the logo.
That's in the Committee of the Whole as well. So let's make those D and E in agenda item 12. Okay. So D will be Utilities Committee schedule. And 12E will be logo report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Other members of City Council?
I'd like to...
Mrs. Capalini?
Sorry. I'd like to schedule a Parks and Forestry Committee meeting.
Okay. We'll make that 12F. Mr. Lutke?
Mr. Mayor, I have two items. First, I need to schedule a HR and Community Relations Committee meeting for the purpose of discussing an appointment to the Board of Zoning Appeals. We have a member whose term is up, and we need to start a process for that.
That would be 12C then, I believe.
Just keep it in that same...
Let's just keep it all there. That's all committee business.
That's fine.
We'll schedule CR committee.
Right. And then I wonder if we could allocate...
Is that G, did you
G, say? 12G.
Okay, and then I would ask that we provide an opportunity for Mr. and Mrs. Meadows, who are our quarryside neighbors, have a concern about the paintball facility. Just have a question. It shouldn't take more than about 3 minutes.
Let's put that right up here at the top. We'll make it 4A.
Thank you.
There is a new, we can have a report from the law director too. There's a little bit of an update to be made on that, as well as answering their question.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Certainly. Other members of City Council? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Snorr?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, that would make the executive session agenda item 15 as the last item on the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second. It's moved
second.
And seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Moving on to agenda item 4, it's approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on September the 3rd. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Sylvania City Council meeting minutes from the meeting held September 3rd, 2019 as submitted.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes of September 3rd, 2019 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to added agenda item 4A. With your permission, I'd like to have the law director give a report of the arbitration session that went on with Judge Steve Yarborough first.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mediation was held on Friday with Judge Yarborough, and the Quarryside neighbors, property owners, some members of your homeowners association were present, as well as your attorney, and also the Funnigan's owners and their attorney. And I believe it was productive, somewhat. They are each tasked with certain duties. The Funnigan's has to go back and look at proposed resolutions to, with other paintball facilities and determine how they maintain the paintballs all in their facility. And then I believe there's an agreement to get back together within 45 days, I believe. We have, I am working with your attorney and also Mrs. Beck to schedule a meeting or a conference call at some point this week to provide an update on where everyone is.
You're welcome to come up to the podium and identify yourself and ask a question.
Diane Meadows, 5321 Quarryside Drive. First off, on this letter, which I know we just got, whatever, I do have a comment. I was saying he only had 10 paintballs reported that particular weekend, the orange balls. That's because the officer that came out took the report from the first person across the street from my house, Jim Carr's house, had 10 in his driveway. I had about 15 in my backyard. The neighbor next door to me probably had about 20 in her backyard, orange paintballs between the yard and the houses. I mean, the officer, I said, you're supposed to take pictures. He refused. He said, well, we already got the report. I can just add you on to the report. So, you know, if they're not following through, then that doesn't help us either. Okay? So that's mainly, I guess. I mean, you know, I was at the meeting Friday. Wasn't overly, I mean, he just thinks that we should help pay for this, which obviously we're not. So now he's going to try to help have the city help pay for it. So good luck with that. That's the goal.
Okay.
But the only way we see is for it to be covered. There's no dealing with him. And we're not trying to be bad neighbors. We're not trying to close him down. All we're asking is to pay for us on your side of the fence. That's all we need. Pretty simple.
Thank you for coming this evening. Any other comments or questions from members of City Council?
What was the 45-day period you mentioned?
I believe that was the time frame in which Judge Yarborough requested that both parties get schedule a second mediation session for. So they're doing their homework and legwork and trying to figure out the way to best net or cover the course, and that's my understanding of what the 45 days
was. Did Mr. Malone agree to that?
No.
I'm sorry, no?
We were told, I thought, 30 days.
Oh.
I don't call.
It could have changed. Okay.
As soon as possible.
Yes.
Because again, we're getting into.
Right.
Every weekend.
Right. So I can provide council an update after I talk to Mr. Malone and Mrs. Beck about the time frame and what the proposed resolution is.
Well, I've only had an opportunity to read their letter briefly, but it doesn't sound like they're very interested in finding solutions to this problem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Let's move on to agenda item 5, which is Centennial Crossings. This is a request for construction observation to hire a consultant to do that. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. the recent construction projects that we've had in the city, we've been fortunate enough to be able to utilize a past employee of the city and have been able to utilize him through the temporary employment agency that we typically use for city services that we use for our summer and fall seasonals that we use in the different departments. Unfortunately, that individual has taken a position with a local engineering firm and will be busy on some construction projects on the east side of Lucas County and just won't be able to commit a time that we would need for construction of this next plat in Centennial Crossing. So we've reached out to a engineering inspection firm out of Perrysburg, Ohio, the Mackle Group, and have a proposal from them to provide the inspection services. The $24,075 would be a maximum fee. I don't look for construction to take that long, but as you know, with construction, who knows? You know, we'd rather have a little bit of extra time in an agreement like this versus have to come back later. And they won't be out there unless construction is actually happening and occurring. And other than that, they won't be able to build any services. So we would recommend approval of this agreement and ask for the ordinance to move forward.
Kevin, these hourly rates that were quoted in the proposal, are they similar to what the other gentleman was charging us, or are they a little bit more? Or
they're a little bit more because one of the things when with a temporary agency, you don't have benefits, and yeah, there are some costs that a company like this has to cover that we don't have with a temporary agency type setup. So
okay,
they are a little higher. I would anticipate that the final costs are gonna come in, you know, very, very close and similar to what we've seen on other projects. So this is by far a worst case scenario.
Okay. And again, this is an amount that will be fully reimbursed to the city by the developer of the subdivision.
Yes. Yeah. When we just as we have in the past with when we were using the ex-employee, any inspection costs of that get billed to the developer, and he's required to pay those costs, and that'll be the same in this situation as well.
Difference this time is that instead of using a temporary employee, which we can do without bringing a contract to City Council, we need to bring this contract to you because we're hiring a firm to do this. We do have Ordinance 76-2019 to do this, and I look to Mr. Richard.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will introduce Ordinance Number 76-2019. All members of Council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of the Mackill Group Limited to conduct construction, engineering, testing, and inspection services for Centennial Crossings Plat 5 project, approving funds therefore in the amount of $24,075, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 76-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 76-2019.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 76-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 76-2019 is approved. You happen to be students?
Yeah.
Okay. Many of your fellow students have been here in the past. Have you heard the explanation of the two votes that were just taken? Have you been here before? Okay. Our city charter, I'll quickly do this. Our city charter requires every ordinance to be read in its entirety three times at three consecutive meetings. By motion, City Council can waive the second and third readings and read by title only, and we believe that that's acceptable because people can now read the ordinance online ahead of time or receive a copy from the clerk, so we don't need to spend Council's time reading them three times. The second motion is to allow it to be passed in one Council session as an emergency measure with a supermajority of Council or five votes. Most issues in council pass with that majority, and we are able to do most council business in one evening. You'll see some more of this as we go through the agenda tonight. All right. In fact, we've got one coming up here that might go the same way. This would be agenda item six. You have in front of you a street banner application. This is from the Sylvania Area Chamber of Commerce. This is to put up the same banner they put up last year for the Sylvania Fall Festival. This comes to you because the legislation was written at council's request to give you control over who and who cannot access and put up those banners. This meets the criteria. It is very much a community event, not a private organization fundraiser. So this meets the criteria, but it does require your approval, and you have in front of you ordinance 77-2019 to accomplish that. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to adopt ordinance number 77-2019. All members of council previously having copies, I will read by title only, approving the banner application of the Sylvania Area Chamber of Commerce, authorizing the zoning administrator to indicate such approval on behalf of the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 77-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I have a quick question, if you don't mind.
Mr. Richardson.
So the installation fee, I've noticed that sometimes the banners get tangled up. If there's additional cost to the city, I mean, I assume it's the city that goes and fixes that. Is that something we've encountered, or how has that worked out?
We do get up there and fix them. There is a $700 installation fee. However, for this particular event, that's waived, as is the cost of police and street workers to accommodate it. So our streets department will be putting it up and taking it down, and if there is a problem with high winds or a line breaks, as it has in the past, we've even had an anchor come out of a building, we do get over there and fix it. Mr. Aller, you got any words of wisdom about that?
No. We
none of us like to see them tangled.
That's what I was just kind of getting.
We handle the cables or ropes, depending on what's being, now there's cables. The initial problem was that what they had for the securing the bottom portions of the banners just wasn't strong enough, so we put proper cables in. The anchor that came out of the wall, we did not repair that. That we had a contract to repair that. Actually, we didn't. I apologize. The chamber had somebody repair that. So.
Thank you.
All right. There was a motion and a second for final passage of ordinance 77-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 77-2019 is approved. Another. I'm told by the law director that there was no second in that previous motion. We didn't get that in.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't think we did the second.
Oh, I thought we did.
No.
My apologies.
That's okay. So, Mr. Mayor, I move final adoption of ordinance number 77-2019 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded. We'll do that vote again. It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 77-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 77-2019 is approved. I was moving ahead to my next comment for the students in the room. You noticed that on the first item, I went to Mr. Richardson. He's the chairman of the Streets Committee. That was a streets construction issue, the first one. This was a zoning issue. The banner is part of the zoning, so I went to the zoning chairman, committee chairman. There are eight committees on city council. Each member of council is chair of one. The president of council is chair of two, and we'll quickly go around the table so you can kind of follow that as we go through the meeting. But it's their job to introduce the legislation or to call a committee meeting as necessary to discuss it and come to council with a recommendation. We'll start again with Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you indicated, I'm chair of Annexation and Zoning Committee.
Katie Capellini, and I'm chair of Parks and Forestry.
I'm Patrick Richardson, chair of Streets.
Mary Westfall, chair of Finance and chair of Utility.
Andy Husman, chair of Buildings and Grounds.
I'm Mark Fry, and I'm chair of the Safety Committee.
And I'm Mark Lupien, I'm chair of the Human Resources and Community Relations.
All right. If you have any questions as we move ahead, feel free to put your hand up, but that's the last of the two lessons I give. All right, I think we're prepared to move on to agenda item seven, which is proposed ordinance 78-2019. This is to enter into an economic development grant agreement with Venture Visionary Partners. Mr. Sanford.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. The First Federal Bank and Insurance, the former Capital Bank building, is 5520 Monroe Street. There's 48,000 square feet in that building, and Venture is going to take over the final 14,000 square feet. It's a investment consulting firm. Craig Finley approached us for a job creation grant, and he has invested close to $2 million in renovating that space. It's going to open hopefully in October. I've invited Mr. Finley to our next council meeting to give us a little background about the business, and he is projecting starting with about 11 employees and growing to at least 20 in a year's time, I believe. And he's expecting a payroll of over $2 million. He has made the application for the job creation grant.
You may have seen the changes to the building down there at the northwest corner of Whiteford and Monroe. They've added a second entry, an entry canopy. There's some signage going on the west gable as it faces Monroe Street, and there's some additional parking that's being put in down there as well. That is part of the improvements. You say $2 million, Bill. That's a lot inside. I've been in the building since Capital Bank moved out, and those parts of the building were pretty rough. So I'm not surprised they're putting more money back into it. So this is an economic development grant agreement. It meets our criteria, but of course it'll have to be reviewed each year before any reimbursements are made.
The first year then of the grant would be the full year of 2020, so the payment wouldn't be received by the company if they make the guy meet the requirements. It would be in 2021.
We have just a couple of these still in existence around the city. Mr. Schroyer, can you share those with us?
First Federal Bank.
Mm-hmm. Is the newest one. Interrupt is just coming off of theirs. So
they were the only two that received something this past year.
Okay. We have had others on there that have timed out since then. All right. So we do have Ordinance 78-2019 to allow us to enter into this agreement. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 78-2019. All members of the council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an economic development grant agreement with Venture Visionary Partners, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It is moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 78-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 78-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 78-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 78-2019 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 8, you have proposed Ordinance 79-2019 on the agenda, and it is the administration's request that this be referred to committee but not acted on tonight. This is an issue that we were going to bring to you earlier in the year. As you're all aware, James E. Moan, our longtime law director and now assistant law director for economic development, is retiring at the end of the year. And we need to reconstitute our law department. And it was my vision all along that we would do this by hiring an assistant law director who would, on a 40% time, do some prosecution help at the court. That to me is the organizational chart way to do it. But it came to me late last week that Mr. Schroyer felt it might be good to try and adapt this to existing personnel by creating two prosecutors, one for civil cases, one for criminal cases. And I said, all right, let's take it to council. But in the interim, it has become a political issue with, I believe, each one of you being contacted by email. I'm disappointed that that's happened. I think my vision now is to take a closer look at this and probably go back to the organizational chart where we'll be hiring We will be advertising, interviewing, and hiring a person to be an assistant law director 60% of their time to assist our law director and free up time for her to be doing some economic development work. And then 40% time to be assisting over in the prosecutor's office. What in effect be the chief prosecutor? Will be the intermediary between the law director and the prosecution. We do not have that legislation ready for you tonight, and I want to think this through. I got taken by surprise over the weekend with an issue being politicized like that. I am going to pull back. We're going to look at the possible alternatives, and I will be back to you with a different recommendation. I believe that you could still refer this to the Employee Relations Committee, but I would ask that you not set a meeting yet. Again, this issue has been delayed. We were going to bring it earlier to you, but I didn't want it to get confused with the magistrate issue, which has gone on a little longer than I expected. So we needed to get this done. I need time for the city to advertise, interview, and hire a person, have them on board a little bit before the end of the year, and this couldn't wait any longer. So this is going to go on at the same time, but I am not, with the activities over the weekend and today, I'm not ready for this to move ahead. So with your permission, Mr. Lukey, I'd like to refer this issue to your committee, but I don't have a recommendation for you yet. But we don't meet for three more weeks.
Right. Okay, maybe we can chat offline to talk a little bit.
I think that would be appropriate, but I need it referred to your committee. We would like to take action 3 weeks from tonight.
I understand.
I move that we refer ordinance, the ordinance 79-2019 or whatever ordinance is developed with regard to the chief prosecutor position to the Human Relations Committee.
Second.
Any discussion on that or on my report to you? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion to refer it to the HR committee indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Mr. Lukey will be in touch with probably a different piece of legislation.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 9. This is a recommendation from the Planning Commission concerning the Tea House, or the Shalom of the Pie LLC, which is west on Erie Street before you get to Centennial Road on the north side. This was an issue that City Council invested a lot of effort in, I believe, 12 years ago. There were concerns that it would be spot zoning and could be objectionable in the neighborhood. It has proven not to be. It's proven to be a very positive thing. I know they schedule a lot of teas out there. My family scheduled teas out there, and you've probably attended some or scheduled some yourselves. They have requested to change their special use permit to allow more hours and more days when they can be in operation, and also the use of the kitchen for catering. This is not to turn it into a restaurant. This is to allow them to cater meals off-site, but continue on with more hours to have their teas and finger food, appropriate finger foods that go along with that. The Plan Commission recommended for this. Because it is a special use permit, it does have to have a public hearing. It is not to change the legislation. It's to change their existing special use permit and the hours listed in it. So the clerk is recommending a public hearing for this be scheduled on October 21st, prior to our council meeting. At the moment, there was nothing scheduled for that. You probably will have other things scheduled by then, but I would probably recommend a 7 o'clock time. Mr. Hanum, that's really up to you.
Yeah, that's fine. And this notice, when we set this public hearing, we give notice to our surrounding
Absolutely.
Neighbors. So.
Yep. We did have some parking issues that when we first got out of the box.
Yeah.
There has been an issue recently, I'm told, with some sort of a garage sale or something going on in the back. In the barn in the back. We've addressed those administratively, but this is a good tenant and a good business in our city. So is there a motion to set that date?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move to set a public hearing on SUP 1-2019 for October 21, 2019 at 7 o'clock.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to set that public hearing. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item 10. This has been on our agenda, the zoning application 1-2018 for property at 4713 King Road. City Council requested more information about the construction of the buildings and their appearance. We've been waiting for the developer to get back to us, and Mrs. Brining, I believe, has a report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did speak with Mr. Fondren back in July, and he asked for an extension until September 15th. This was originally referred back from the Plan Commission, I believe, in February or March. And that's when the request for additional information and what the buildings were going to look like was made. I did reach out to him last week, but did not hear, have not gotten a response. Our code requires that action be taken within a reasonable time from receiving the Municipal Plan Commission's recommendation. We're coming up on 6 months. That's reasonable, but we also haven't been getting any complaints, so however you want to handle it is.
Ms. Brining, I think I think it's appropriate for council to request you to prepare legislation denying the amendment application, but I would urge us to attempt to contact Mr. Fondren again, let him know that we're going to move, we will move forward with the legislation at the next meeting if we don't hear something more positive about that.
Fair enough.
Just as a point of clarification, though, what is the process for him to bring this issue back to us at a later point? Is that an option?
If it is denied, he has to wait a year before he can refile the application.
Right. That's
if he requests that it's tabled, then he can potentially bring it back at any time.
Because it is not a controversial subject with any neighbors, you could certainly continue him more, but it just seems like we're out of his loop at the moment.
Yeah, I don't think we're. And if you would prefer to have us tabled, I'd be happy to do that, mm-hmm. too. Right, but well, it's kind of silly to have it on our recurring on our agenda.
And we met his, we waited until his date, September the 15th.
Right.
So we'll have Mrs. Brining recontact him with that message. All right, moving to page 2 of our agenda. We're up to agenda item 11. This is approval of an item to be offered for auction on Gov Deals. Mr. Aller, you want to describe this to us?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The paint striper that is listed there is the unit that's put on the back of our flatbed truck, and then does our middle line and edge line striping throughout the city. Earlier this year, we purchased a council approved purchase of a new unit that we've used for this year's program, and we are ready to list our old units on GovDeals to see if anybody's interested in it. If it should fail to sell on there, then we will dispose of it appropriately.
You may have noticed, as I have, the Streets Department is out with that new piece of equipment. This is the lining type of the time of the year, and they've been out doing quite a bit of lining around town. It takes two or three vehicles to do that, but they are making headway with that good weather to do that. We request a motion to allow the old paint striper to be listed on govdeals.com. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to list the 1992 paint striper on govdeals.com for potential sale.
Second.
And moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the item is approved for auction on govdeals.com. Moving on to agenda item 12, which is our big agenda item tonight. Starting with agenda item 12A, this is a proposed ordinance accepting a proposal from the Environmental Design Group to to provide a Sylvania downtown master plan and market analysis. Mr. Lukey, would you like to talk about this first?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Let's, first of all, just make sure the council is aware that the committee met on September 10th to discuss this. We had only two committee members present. The other two were excused, but we did have two other council members there, and so we had essentially a consensus discussion about how to proceed with this. The committee did feel that it was appropriate to offer a recommendation, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Might be helpful to have Mr. Sanford remind us what this is about. This is a recommendation that's been in process for a couple of months, and I think we've got a good way to proceed. But Bill, could you kind of talk about what this is, what's going to happen here?
Sure, Ms. Lukey, just to follow up, and I believe I presented to council a couple meetings ago just that we had gotten a proposal, and then that's when it got referred to committee, and this was a follow-up that was about a year ago that we got a proposal more than a year from Hogemar Design, and it was Mark asked to carry that over to this calendar year, and in the meantime, I met Michelle Johnson at giving a presentation, was impressed with what she delivered. She's originally from Sylvania, and she came back and gave us the proposal that we're considering here tonight. Follow up on a couple questions from the committee meeting. Mrs. Capolini asked about the expanding the area as the proposal dealt with the sub-area in our general downtown area, if it could be expanded. It could be expanded, but there could be another cost involved of $10,000 if we expanded it to a room. So she wanted to know that, that yes, it could be done, but there would be a cost to do that. And again, she broke it down into two parts. The total proposal is up for a little over $49,000, but we're only asking approval of this, the first two tasks in the proposal, which is a little over $26,000, and then if we would want to do the second part, then we would vote on that separately to do that. The other part she did provide, and some information about other plans, that was another question that came up on the at the committee meeting. Had some technical problems, and the files were a little too large. I hope to get that resolved. So I don't have that with me tonight, but I'll send that around to council as soon as we figure that out. This is the results and comparables to how this type of project she's done for other white communities.
Okay, so there's two pieces here. First of all, I think it's important to understand that this is essentially the same set of outcomes that we asked a second firm to propose about maybe 10 months ago or so. I think we feel that given the fact that the scope was essentially the same, that proposal and this proposal does represent a competitive bidding process. So I think Mr. Schroyer is comfortable that we're not in any kind of a no-bid situation here. Secondly, we feel that by breaking it into segments, we do have an ability for council to review the performance of this consultant, and the information generated from phase one still will be valuable to us, but we'll have an opportunity to make a decision about moving forward in 2020. The only thing that I would ask of the non-committee members, there was a request for similar reports from other communities. We don't have those tonight, so I guess, Doug, you asked for that. Do you feel comfortable moving forward, or should we hold off on this? We don't want to play hide the ball on you, but by the same token.
They just weren't available? Or?
He has them. We can't get them out of the computer.
Oh.
Technical file issue.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, my inclination was to move forward. I think we've got some ability to step back if we need to, but we are getting into the last couple of months of the year.
What's their schedule for proceeding again? I forget.
Mark, I could answer that. That's, they'll start with the task, the first task, and that's reviewing current studies. That could be done by the end of the year, and the first quarter of 2020, they'll take it after.
So that's the only contingency that we had in the meeting. So Doug, it's kind of your call about whether we want to move forward or not.
I have a quick question, Mr. Lukey. Did you indicate to us that the members of the committee who were present did recommend advances?
Yes.
I just want to confirm that.
And with consensus from the other two members of the council that were there.
Can I just ask a quick question while Doug is thinking? I just want to make sure I understood the part about moving the boundary to Haroon Park. So it's $10,000 that would apply to the second part or the last part, or is it, would it be split up? Like,
that would be, if it was,
where do we add the 10?
It would have to be in addition to the 49.
And would that come in the front end or the back end, or would it be split? Like, the way we're kind of breaking it up?
I can answer that, Bill.
Go ahead.
My understanding is that it's so expensive. It's a $10,000 piece of work. And it's a fairly discreet piece of work. So there's no cost saving, according to them, by folding that into the first part of the project, okay? So what they're suggesting is that we get the primary downtown study done. And then if we decide that we want to have the same kind of analysis done for the section from downtown to Haroon, which is basically the rest of the river trail, phase one, that they could add it at the end part. I think your question is, where does that happen? And it would be at the end of the process.
Okay. That's my question.
Okay. Sure. But the cost would still be $10,000.
Okay. But it gives us time to think about it.
Yes. Okay. Time's up, Mr. Hannon.
Well, yeah. I'm not gonna hold it up on this.
No, I personally apologize for this.
I know it's not it's no one's fault. I was admittedly a little skeptical of the process. So I'm not gonna hold it up. I'll leave it to the council to make a decision whether they want to proceed with this.
Okay. Thank you. So that said, Mr. Mayor, the recommendation from council was to approve this tonight, and if you'd like, I can read it and
we have an ordinance ready for you. Go right ahead.
Right. So I'd like to introduce ordinance number 80, 2019. Copies have been made available to members of council previously, so I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept a proposal of Environmental Design Group to provide a Sylvania downtown master plan and market analysis. Appropriate funds, therefore, in the amount not to exceed $26,103. Waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 80, 2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Before we continue on, Mr. Lukey, this is a fresh outlook. I appreciate that. I appreciate Mr. Sanford coming back to us with a different consultant. And I know several of you had an opportunity to meet with her when she was in town. I believe it was earlier in the year. She made a very good impression on me, and I hope on you as well.
Right. And, you know, and looking at some of the work that we did see, and she was, that would have been presented to council, they've done some very interesting work in places like Sandusky, some other Ohio cities. I think they do bring kind of a different point of view to what they look at.
And one of the things that I'm not necessarily a person big on studies, but she came to us with some ideas and possibilities for other grants and state programs that we may want to pursue to help with the development of our downtown. And I thought those could be worthwhile, and just the fact that she's going to give us new thoughts, new things to think about, even if we don't follow the entire study, which council may or may not do, she will get us thinking about the possibilities.
Right. I think that's true.
Right.
So with your
final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 80, 2019.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 80, 2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 80, 2019 is approved.
Okay. We had a second matter for that report, but I don't, was that the human resources issue that we're not going to schedule a meeting on? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
We actually added that.
We need to schedule a meeting to consider the BZA approval, right? Just so that the committee knows, we have an individual who's finishing his third term on BZA. Our habit in the last two cycles has been to open this up to public notice to see if we have other people interested in that position. When we've done that in the past, occasionally the incumbent has been reappointed. Occasionally, we've made some new appointments. So that's going to be the discussion that we have when we meet.
Who is the incumbent?
Norman Ladd. Has a construction background. I think he served as well. And I will make it a point to call him and make him aware that this is nothing personal, but it is a process that we've started. The point, therefore, though, is that we want to, if we're going to notice this as an available seat, we want to do that rather quickly so that we can get this appointment made by the end of the year. So I guess I'd ask the committee if we can meet sometime relatively soon, certainly ahead of our next meeting. What's the best time of day for you guys these days, at the end of the day or the morning?
Yeah.
I'm happy to suggest either, and I don't know how you feel about Fridays, but Friday morning, this Friday morning, the 20th, either first thing in the morning at 8 or at the end of the day at 4.
I'm out of town till the 23rd.
Okay.
But
Tuesday morning, the 24th. This is not going to take a lot of time. We can start at 7:30, too, if you wish.
7:30, stay sure.
Okay.
Do it at 7.
Huh?
7? No.
Let's see what else we can find. How about 5 o'clock on the 25th? On Wednesday.
5 o'clock, okay.
Wednesday, 5 o'clock.
The
25th, yep, can you do that?
What time?
5 p.m., not a.m. Yeah, these people would say a.m., but I'm not.
So 5 o'clock on Wednesday the 25th.
Correct. Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, that takes care of agenda item 12G as well, then.
Yep.
Is that correct? That's what you just took care of?
Yep.
Okay.
You're meeting chambers here? Did you set a place?
I don't think we have to. Can we use Mrs. Bucher's conference room upstairs? Which is actually Toby's. I understand Toby's. Okay.
So in the finance conference.
Yes, it is. Thanks.
Correct terminology. All right. Thank you, Mr. Lukey. Let's move on to agenda item 12B, which is a report of the street committee held this evening concerning Hickory Grove name change. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, tonight at 6:15 p.m. we had a meeting in the Streets Committee to discuss changing the name Hickory Grove to Hickory Grove Road. It's a street in the Sylvan Lake subdivision. There was some question about if there was any opposition to this, and the mayor informed us there was some concern about some auto payments and things could get messed up, but those were confirmed to be a non-issue. There were no other concerns, and nobody saw any other reason why we shouldn't put this through, and the committee is recommending the approval of the ordinance that we have. Where did it go? We adjourned at 6:20, sorry.
All right. You do have in front of you Ordinance 81-2019, if you'd like to proceed at this time.
I would, as soon as I find it in my pile. Got it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 81-2019. All members of Council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Changing the street name of Hickory Grove to Hickory Grove Road in the City of Sylvania, Ohio. Ordering the recording of a certified copy of the ordinance changing the name of said road. Waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 81-2019 be read by title only and the second and third reading be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 81-2019.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 81-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 81-2019 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 12C. This is a report of the Safety Committee held in these council chambers this evening. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you all know, all members of council, many members of the administration and Mayor Stout were also in attendance, as well as Judge Bonfiglio and Ms. Nita Messerschmidt, who was the clerk of court. And basically, the discussion was about whether or not to add a full-time magistrate. The judge did a presentation some time ago. I provided some additional information to members of council after a Q&A with the court and additional explanation after a meeting. The judge indicated that that the number of hours for the visiting judges would decline from about 900 hours a year, currently to about 150 if this individual moved forward. And the reason for the 150 is just to cover vacations when the court would be in session and needed for that purposes. The judge continues to try to make the court more efficient and economically viable, and also to continue to serve the public. It's his opinion that that this magistrate would be helpful in that regard and allow the court to continue to move forward. A motion was made to advance the legislation to council for this evening for consideration. Motion by Mr. Hanum, second by Mr. Lukey. Motion carried unanimously. Time adjourned at 6:50.
Thank you, Mr. Fry. The law director did come prepared with ordinance number 82-2019 to add that position if you want to proceed.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 82-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinances thereof by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 139.03E3 to add the position of full-time magistrate for the Sylvania Municipal Court and to set the salary at $91,520 per year, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It is moved and seconded that ordinance number 82-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 82-2019.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 82-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 82-2019 is approved. Thank you for staying tonight, Judge.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate it.
Moving on to added agenda items now. We have agenda item 12D, a utility committee scheduling. Mrs. Westphal would like to reschedule the utility committee meeting.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We, as you know, set a utilities committee meeting at our last meeting for September 23rd at 5 o'clock. We have a member who has a conflict, so I'm trying to reschedule that meeting. I do think that even based on the conversation around Mr. Lukey's meeting, we may have some challenges. I did put a date out that didn't work for people, but I don't know about that 8 o'clock on September 24th. You had a conflict with that.
I have 7:30.
Okay. We've got finance at 8 o'clock on the 25th. Is that right? No. Is that when you scheduled yours? That's my meeting.
Mary, Mike?
No, there's nothing. We have nothing scheduled at 8 o'clock.
My meeting should be over. I could do a 7:15 on the 23rd if that works for people, if that's still acceptable, or is that?
7:15 on the 23rd.
Yeah, so basically just pushing it back to later in the evening.
Oh, 7:15 in the evening.
Yeah.
So we have utilities. Oh, your meeting was going to be at 5.
It was going to be at 5.
Yeah.
Okay. That works for me.
Okay. Does that work?
Utilities committee is going to be at what time?
7:15 in the evening.
On the
23rd.
We're just pushing it back to later in the evening.
I have a conflict that night. If you want me in attendance, I'll try to get there, but I doubt that I'll be there at 7:15. I'll come as soon as I can.
What time is that meeting currently scheduled?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
And Tuesday the 24th, could we do something later that day? I don't remember what the conflict was. Somebody had a conflict.
I have a sister city commission meeting that afternoon. I could do it on that evening at 6:30.
Yeah.
And I absolutely have a conflict that night. I could not be here for that. You may not want me there. You've got my,
what,
my regional water update.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm out of pocket on Thursday and Friday that week, and so how about Wednesday, the 25th in the morning?
And the only problem with that is, you know, I think part of the, I thought we wanted to have a meeting at a time when.
I think what we were trying to do is schedule time for us just to have a meeting and then to put out an opportunity for public discussion potentially at the October 3rd meeting. We were going to discuss that there.
October 7th
meeting, I'm sorry.
Can we look at the early part of the following week, October, or September 30th perhaps, or the 1st?
We have a meeting, some of us do, on the 25th at 5 o'clock. Could we do something right after that?
I cannot.
You cannot?
I cannot.
All right.
So the beginning of the next week is fine.
Can you do 5 o'clock?
I'm out of pocket Wednesday evening.
And, we have no availability on the 26th.
I am out of town. Again, I'm not part of your committee. You don't have to have me there. I just thought you might want me as a resource.
Right. What about Monday the 30th?
I can do Monday the 30th.
We have a 9/11 dispatch tour at
3:30. At 3:30.
But if we set it at 5, we'll be back by then. Not a huge building. I mean, no, we're not splitting the atom here.
Very good point.
It's about 5 o'clock on Monday.
Yes, it's not the water plant. It's a different deal.
Okay.
No disrespect to the 911 tour.
So utilities committee, and again, this primary focus will be discussion on the water contract.
So what are we saying? 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock, Monday, September 30th, here. For Utilities Committee, and all council members are of course invited and encouraged to join us.
So we're just moving that time, that's all.
We're moving it to Monday, September 30th at 5 o'clock.
So we're just postponing it a week, really.
We're postponing
exactly
it a week.
Yep. And I think that's all right. The following Monday, I am hoping for you to pass that. I'd like to meet Toledo's 45-day requested schedule, but a few days later might not be a problem. I'm not sure.
Oh, do we miss the deadline by doing it then?
If you go to the second meeting in October, you miss their deadline of October the 18th.
Okay.
But if you do it on the 7th, we're fine.
Does it make sense, Mrs. Westfall, to actually schedule a public hearing,
later
that week?
Not a public hearing, maybe a public meeting.
A public meeting, excuse me, that's correct.
I think it does, and perhaps we look to Monday, October 7th at 6:15 for that. Is that an option for people for a public meeting?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would rather do it later that week at the 30th if we could. Rather than kick it until the night we're going to act on it, depending on what happens.
You know, I cannot do it any evening that week. No, I could change something on October 1st, potentially.
Would that require all of council to be present?
No, I don't think it does. Certainly, it would be probably, though, a public meeting.
Right.
What if we did it?
Is it?
What if we had a public meeting at
6:30
or 7 o'clock on the 30th?
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Why can't you do your meeting at 5 and then a public meeting to follow that? Ask your questions and then see if the public's interested.
Hmm. How about if we do a public meeting at 6 o'clock?
Well, we got to have. Okay.
The public will likely show whenever they want to and may listen to the discussion. I mean,
so your intent was to have the clerk let the media know, ask them to publicize that meeting at 6 o'clock?
Yes, for our community comments on the water contract.
Okay. So that's a, Utilities Committee will meet at 5 o'clock to discuss it and ask questions, and then the public will join us at 6 o'clock. The media will be here at 5. And that, I am comfortable with that, Mr. Hanum. That gives you a week to respond if something needs to be responded to.
So, do we need motions on those?
I think you need a motion to schedule the Utilities Committee meeting to move that to October the 30th, or September the 30th, and then probably a one to direction for the clerk to schedule a public meeting for the water contract.
So I move that we hold a Utilities Committee, that we cancel the Utilities Committee meeting scheduled for Monday, September 23rd, and move that to Monday, September 30th at 5 p.m. here in Council Chambers.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to reschedule that Utilities Committee meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And I move that we hold a public meeting for community input regarding the water contract on Monday, September 30th at 6 p.m. here in Council Chambers.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That does give the clerk 2 weeks to get that word out. That makes sense to me. Sounds good.
Thank you for your
help. That is a lot of council work on a non-council Monday evening, but that's efficient. All right, moving on to added agenda item 12E, a logo update from Mrs. Westfall.
I just wanted to give an update. I'm sure you're wondering what happened with the logo. We do have some color recommendations from Fuller Art House and are waiting for the flag design. I do anticipate that something will be coming to our next council meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to added agenda item 12F. Schedule of Parks and Forestry meeting. Mrs. Cappellini.
Yes, I'd like to have actually Nick Mandros from the Ohio Environmental Council has a presentation that he does on natural parks in urban settings. So I heard him do the presentation earlier this year at a Blue Week Wildlands event, and it was actually really good. And I thought that everybody, I'm hoping that everybody would come, not just Parks and Forestry, would be able to attend and hear about basically how Haroon Park relates to natural areas and economic development. And I'd like to hopefully schedule that at 7 o'clock on the 7th. And it's just going to be a presentation.
It's ahead of our council meeting?
Yes.
It's a half hour, isn't it, do it?
I told him he had a half an hour, and he did it before. It was part of a long conference, and he did his piece in a half an hour.
Will that be time for a few questions to come in?
Yes, I told him that that's what we had. We had a half an hour for a presentation and a few questions, and then I'm thinking that we, after that, we would schedule another Parks and Forestry meeting to discuss some of the things that he recommends. So we'll break it. We'll see the presentation, have time to think about it, and then schedule another meeting to look at recommendations. So I'm hoping for 7 o'clock on the 7th before our council meeting.
Make that a motion.
Okay. I would move that we make that we schedule a Parks and Forestry meeting for October 7th at 7 o'clock.
Sorry.
Moved and seconded to schedule Parks and Forestry on Monday, October 7th at 7 p.m. for a presentation by Nick Mandros. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And again, repeat Mrs. Cappellini's invitation to all members of council to attend that. Very good. I think we are through agenda item 12.
Yep.
Agenda item 13 is committee referrals. I actually have nothing down there for tonight. That brings us to added agenda item 14, announcement. My announcement is, if you haven't heard already, that Mrs. Hussman and Mr. Lutke are being honored at the Ray of Hope Awards for community service. I am glad you've both accepted. I was asked for nominees, and my office nominated both of you and said that we hoped that both of you could win that award, and that has been done. So congratulations. And I would also like to invite all members of City Council to attend that evening at a city table or tables. This is an annual event that the city pays your way if you'd like to come. Again, it is Wednesday, October the 16th. It is at the Pinnacle. And if you wish to come, you can let Mrs. Bigelow in my office know, and we will reserve the appropriate seats.
Mayor, thank you very much. I truly am honored, and I'm honored to be nominated along with Mrs. Hussman.
You are both very deserving recipients.
I'll stand right behind
him. I think you should stand shoulder to shoulder. You both put in a lot of time and have done many good things in our community. It's an appropriate thing as you spend your last few months on City Council to be recognized in this way.
Thank you very much.
And Mayor, again, what time is that?
I like it's usually 6:30.
Probably 6:30, dinner at 7 or something like that.
Six.
It's at the Pinnacle.
I think it's 6, Mayor.
6, okay.
It starts at 6.
Thank you.
All right.
That's a new location for it.
It was there last year.
Was it there last year? I think I'm
it's at the Pinnacle. It was very nice. They've expanded and made it a more formal event. It's a bigger fundraiser for them. And they had quite a turnout last year, too.
They do a nice job.
Yeah. All right. We have one agenda item left as agenda item 15, which is an executive session. This is to discuss the possible purchase of a piece of real estate. We would like to bring you up to date on that. So I need to ask for a motion to go into a committee of the whole executive session.
So moved.
Yes.
It's been moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Cappellini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Ingham?
Yes.
Mr. Hussman?
Mr.
Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0. We will go into executive or into committee of the whole executive session. Let's take about 5 minutes and stand up and stretch, and we will come back for this. Thank you all for attending. We do not expect to take any action following the committee of the whole executive session. This is an informational update for members of City Council.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Mrs.
Cappellini?
Yes.
Mr. Fry?
Yes.
Mr. Hayman?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0. There's no one in the lobby waiting to come back in. I can report that City Council has returned from executive session for the sole purpose of discussing a possible real estate purchase. No action was taken in executive session, and no action is to be taken at this time as a result of that executive session. That brings us to the end of our agenda items. I do bring your attention to information items, particularly the cash report from the Division of Taxation. You'll see that those numbers continue to be very positive. I am told by Mr. Schroyer that is the case around Northwest Ohio, that many communities are reporting increases in their income tax receipts. The unemployment rate is very low. These are good times, but that is a very good boost to our city budget going into budgeting season here. With that, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until 3 weeks from tonight on Monday, October the 7th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all very much.